Hi, Chuck and Josh. I'm a new listener, but have recently listened to about 60 of your shows. I am 31 years old and work as a film producer. You guys have really grown on me slowly. The concept of the show is the best part. I think there are a few things that are keeping you guys from really going big and would like to share my thoughts. First, I think the podcasts are a bit slow and have a few too many personal jokes. Every time Chuck has a personal story to go along with the topic, this is the least entertaining and interesting. Your personal relationships to the topic are mundane. Sorry, this should be cut. The banter is good, you are clearly smart and witty, and that is enough to keep the listener engaged. Josh, your intros are so boring. Why not mix it up and or cut the small talk? I fast forward past it every time. And I think your listener mail is the worst part of the podcast. I think you lose at least half, if not more, of your listeners at this part. Save that stuff for the blog. The podcasts themselves need to be solid and tight. The production value fails in comparison to This American Life or Planet Money for these reasons. I would highly suggest getting a new producer. Taking pot shots at Jerry. That's just so wrong. You need a makeover big time. You need new music in your intros and throughout the show, perhaps, sound effects and more out-of-studio commentary. Some of my favorite podcasts are Saunas, Hangovers, Cremation, Sherpas, Reincarnation, Mummies, and Altitude.
Basically, go be Radiolab.
I listened to your Guatemala pieces while I was traveling Guatemala last week. Pretty cool. In hopes of supplementing my education about the country while traveling there, but you failed miserably. Actually, she says it failed miserable. I get the point, though. They were my least favorite podcasts you guys have done, and I think you genuinely wasted your listeners' time with your personal pointless stories about your free vacation. I was shocked to learn how small your perspective of the world is. Considering how often you both write and research about the world. Your impressions of Guatemala sounded like you've never left the South. They were naive and not worthy of 2 hours of my time. On the other hand, it was fantastic to listen how volcanoes work while climbing volcanoes in Antigua. This is what you guys are best at, and you need to stick to this, but it needs to be better. Seriously, you have mastered the podcast medium, but there is so much potential yet to be tapped. She says taped. But I guess she needs tech. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys continue to make great podcasts and that you really up the production value. Thank you, Katie M. P.S. I happen to own a house in Turkey and have spent much time in Turkish baths. You define them incorrectly in your sauna podcast.
Who is that, Katie?
Yes, Katie.
Katie M. Thank you, Katie.
For the tips.
We appreciate the insight and thanks for listening. We don't know why, but thank you for listening. Right?